ABC Radio Australia.
Sundays in the Pacific are usually a quiet affair, but yesterday was no ordinary Sunday.
Milford again is in position, but they're also going to go back to Crichton. Crichton's got time to try and win it for Samoa, and Stephen Crichton is a history maker! Samoa into the final of the Rugby League World Cup. What a moment for Rugby League! What a moment for that nation! And in amongst it, what a moment for Stephen Crichton!
And the reaction to that historic win over England at the Rugby League World Cup was also felt in Samoa's capital, Apia, where Sundays tend to be observed quietly. And those scenes were repeated by Samoans in New Zealand and Australia. Joining me now to chat more about Samoa's historic semi-final win over England is Alex Rini, editor of the Samoa Observer newspaper. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Evan.
Now, Alex, tell me, are those celebrations over now or are they still going on?
Oh, well, we can still hear the music. What I can tell you is that the church here in Samoa still has the upper end in terms of whatever happens on a Sunday. So there was a breakout of shouting, euphoria, people getting on the streets, driving out, tooting their horns yesterday around 6 a.m. Straight after the ref blew full time, blew his whistle, you know, to indicate full time. And I live in Sisenga, here in Apia, and we are on a hill looking down on the city, and it was unbelievable, incredible shouting coming out from everywhere. There were people who got out onto the street straight after full time. In England to celebrate, but I did a drive around 9 a.m. and by 9 a.m. in Apia time, things have sort of subsided. The celebration subsided, so obviously people got back into their homes. A lot of them went back to church, there will be a lot of people out and about today to continue the celebrations.
Now, Alex, when Samoa met England 3 weeks ago, they got smashed 60-6. What do you think changed over that period of time?
Oh, well, you just have to listen to the interview that that BBC Sports did with the coach, Matt Parish, to see how they made a total U-turn in their performance. And I can tell you that the Samoan population, not only here at home on the island, but even the diaspora living outside of the island, were noticing all and keeping tabs on the performance. There was a lot of criticism of the best scoreline. And I think the players realized the importance of them to get back to a winning form, knowing the talent that they had from the NRL playing in the squad. And there was a lot of confidence, despite the first loss, that the boys were going to make a turnaround. And the people just got out onto the streets here in Apia, regardless of the 66 scoreline. There was confidence, there was a lot of celebration despite that, and it continued over the last 4 weeks up until the semi-final yesterday.
Now, Alex, I had read that there was a directive by the government not to have parades or celebration with this rugby league competition. Has that been followed? Did that go out the window, the directive go out the window yesterday after that semi-final?
Oh, well, we'll just have to wait and see, Evan. We do know that the police have issued a public notice telling people that if there are any plans for a Toa Samoa street parade or a vehicle convoy, you need to come and apply for a permit from us in order to do that. yesterday morning, with the outpour of, you know, excitement and elation at the victory in England, was something else. And just looking at how the people reacted, there wasn't really anything outrageous about what the local population did. I think they understood that, you know, things had to be done in line with the laws of the land, and thanks to the police too for getting out there to ensure that there was order and traffic regulations were followed. But yeah, there was a sea of flags all around yesterday, and you know, in the countdown to the grand final this weekend, I'm sure there are preparations underway for more parades this week.
Now, speaking of flags, I saw that Samoa had run out of flags in the lead-up to the semifinal. I imagine the demand for flags will be even greater heading up into this weekend's final with Australia.
Oh, yes. We got our reporters to go out and do a story, do a check with, you know, do a interview with the shop owners to find out, you know, if they had any more flags, Samoan flags in stock. All shops have actually run out of flags here in Apia and on the island. No one is selling Samoan flags anymore. I think because of the fact that there was a shortage. We've even seen other flags of other nationalities. I mean, we still see the Tongan flag amongst the celebrations, even yesterday. The affiliations and, you know, the ties within the two Polynesian countries is still strong after the game last week. So there were still other countries' flags as well. But yeah, Samoa has run short of its national flag because everyone has basically, the shops have sold out.
You're listening to Pacific Beat on this Monday morning. I'm Evan Wasuka, and I'm talking to the editor of the Samoa Observer newspaper, Alex Rini. Now, Alex, about the game, at the start of the World Cup, there were calls for the removal of coach Matt Parish. Did yesterday's win against England, has that redeemed the coach? Has he gone from villain to hero? What's your thoughts about the Samoa's coach?
I'm sure the performance by the boys and, you know, the fact that they've now got into the grand final in this World Cup has redeemed Mr. Parish. We all know what happened in the 2017 World Cup when Samoa did not win any of their games, even goals, you know, to be able to progress to the quarters. But that's all changed now. I wouldn't be surprised if Mr. Parish maybe gets a title, a Matai title, from Samoa, from a village here in Samoa, because they feel so strongly about, you know, their identity as Samoans. And, you know, when you get to put the country on the world stage through a performance like what happened yesterday, there is a lot of respect for you as the coach of the team, and to be able to get the best out of the team. It's such a crucial time when there was a lot of scrutiny and spotlight on the performance of the national team. You know, having all these NRL superstars being part of the team. And he did it. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot more talk about, you know, how much recognition he can get, I'm sure. But, yeah, he's actually redeemed himself.
Now, Alex, finally, how do you rate Samoa's chance coming up this weekend against Australia? We know the Kangaroos are made up of NRL's best players, but so too is Samoa. It also has a lot of NRL stars. What do you think we'll expect to see?
Oh, well, Evan, I reckon Toa Samoa has a very good chance of winning the game. Looking at the performance that Australia had when they took on New Zealand in the other semi-final on the previous night on Friday, I just think that the boys have a good chance. And I think there is indeed an equal playing field now between the Tier 1 nations and Tier 2 nations such as Samoa. I think finally, a Tier 2 nation outside of the big three, Australia, New Zealand, and England, finally, a Tier 2 nation can be able to get the title. I think the boys have a very good chance.